Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number three. Aaron Russo will be joining us, still battling cancer, a great American for his work on American freedom to fascism and much more in the next segment. We'll have open phones with Aaron. We'll cover a host of issues and news items we haven't even gotten to yet today. But right now, let's blitz through some more of your calls. Sam in Virginia, go ahead. You're on the air.
Good evening, Alex. Thank you for taking my call today.
Thanks for calling.
I've put to good use the program you had with Miss Kathy Adams of the Texas Eagle Forum, you know, Club for Women.
On the human papillomavirus.
Yes, yes. Here in Virginia, I had contacted my governor and assembly, also my congressman up in D.C. It seems like they passed it anyway, but according to the local Eagles Forum here in Virginia, that Miss Adams put me in touch with, there is stronger parental controls on it. I mean, opt-outs.
Yeah, they're having to admit it's not mandatory. Perry has just lied with an executive order and claims you have to take it, and the legislature said there's no authority, you don't. But again, the teachers and the cops, just like everybody else, don't know anything, so they just believe it.
Right.
Even if you're for the shot, you should be against the lying. There's no law.
Yes.
Gosh.
They also gave me some good information. We have a local cable network that carries our city school board meetings, so I want to take the information and go to the school board. They have a spot where people, citizens, can come and talk about different issues. At least everybody will find out about it. Because they're still doing the propaganda on the regular news channels here. My mother also put me on Ron Paul's mailing list. I wrote him a letter after she gave me some information. She's been writing him for years. He's the only one that writes her back, you know, about the issues going on, you know, in the nation and about the North American Union and all this. So,
I assure you, he's only allowed so many people. I assure you, it's hard for people are saying, why isn't Paul running a harder campaign? He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the structure. He's trying.
Right. Well, I actually called my congressman, which is a Republican. I won't say his name. I talked to his aide and asked him to support him. And it was like the movie The Silence of the Lambs. It went totally silent there for a while. And I was saying, well, what did I say wrong? You know. But anyway. At least I'm trying.
Well, there was a big controversy. There was a fill-in host on Rush Limbaugh 2 weeks ago who said Ron Paul's the only real Republican. Everybody should vote with him. And then Limbaugh came back the next day and basically reversed all that on air. So anybody who's honest, if anybody's a real Republican, if there's any of those left out there, you will support Ron Paul. There's no debating it. There's no question about it. If you know his voting record, he's the man. He's pro-gun, pro-sovereignty. And he is against the war, so the liberals should love him. No, the liberals want their Hillarys and their other warmongers. They like the war. They just want it to be their war.
Yes, well.
As long as they think their leaders are doing it, it's great. They loved it when Bill Clinton blew the daylights out of Serbia.
Well, I'm just glad I got that information. And I just, when I wrote him, I said, let me know what I can do to help put the word out.
Good. Hey, we're about to break, but what did you think? Did you hear that Hillary thing where she's in Kentucky trying to talk like this, like a good old girl?
Well, I try not to pay attention too much to, because my mother gave me a book about her some time ago about how she was a closet communist even in her college days, you know.
Well, there's nothing closet about it. With Gary Aldrich, FBI agent, wrote the book Unlimited Access, where first day at work, and I talked to folks that were in there and saw it, not just him. They were all wearing linen pins, every one of them. Bunch of scum. It just shows how fake she is. We'll be right back.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the fifth day of March. It is 2007. I'm Alex Jones, your host. For the rest of this hour, we have Aaron Russo on the line with us, joining us from Los Angeles, California, Beverly Hills. And my good friend Aaron Russo has been battling cancer. He is a real trooper for the last 4 years. He doesn't like to whine about it, but I tell you, he is a trooper. And the preliminary evidence is that this new treatment he's doing is having some effect on it. We should all continue to pray for him. We're going to talk about his new film, American Freedom to Fascism, the big tax day, April 15th coming up. We're going to get into your calls. I know we've got loaded phone lines here. Whatever issue you want to discuss, Aaron can talk about it. He's well-versed. But during the last break, I talked to Aaron for a couple minutes, and we discussed, hey, have you heard about the new Building 7 stuff? And, of course, he was up on it, knew all about it. And he can give us his take on it, and it ties in to Nick Rockefeller. He's now given us a photo of him. We've now found a bunch of photos of him on the web. But we have a photo up on JonesReport.com right now in the middle of the page with Aaron and Nick Rockefeller back when they were friends in 99. And then just about 11 months before 9/11, I guess in late 2000, he told him about how there was going to be a big attack and in New York, and how things would change, now they'd be looking for people in caves, and how it was going to be so stupid and funny that the public would buy into it. He said Afghanistan. I mean, this shows it. And then, Aaron, give us your take on the whole BBC situation, why it's important they announced it before it fell, And then you hadn't put two and two together. I guess I hadn't either, that the Solomon Brothers building, you know, is Building 7 and what that means to you.
Sure. I mean, first of all, I got to clarify something you said. He didn't tell me there was going to be an event in New York City. He said there's going to be an event. I didn't know where the event was going to take place.
And okay, then I guess my memory fails. Well, then let's tell that story again in a nutshell to get that straight. What did Nick Rockefeller tell you?
Well, Nick Rockefeller told me that there was going to be an event, and this is 11 months before 9/11. And out of that event, we were going to invade Afghanistan to run pipelines out of the Caspian Sea. We were going to go into Iraq to take over the pipelines and establish bases in Iraq to put the New World Order there and to control the Middle East. And he also told me they were going to go into Venezuela to take out Chavez. That's what he said of the result, what was going to come out of this event. Now, they didn't succeed in Venezuela, but they certainly succeed on the first two.
But he also laughed, though, you said, and said, oh, they're going to be in Afghanistan looking for people in caves.
Oh, yeah. That's the extension, yeah. So he would say, you know, they're going to be in Afghanistan, they're going to be going through caves looking for these fictional people, you know. And he was laughing about it, you know, what a dupe we all are. And how these things that it's like we live in the Matrix. He was laughing that we live in the Matrix, essentially. You know, that it's so easy to make these big lies work, and people fall for it. And then the other day, when I saw the BBC report, and I learned something which I didn't know up until the other day, was that Building 7 was also called the Salomon Brothers Building, which I was not aware of. And the Salomon Brothers Building, the Salomon Brothers is owned by Citigroup. And Citigroup is largely controlled by the Rockefellers. They used to control Chase Manhattan, but Citigroup was bigger than them for that.
Well, the Rockefellers controlled the city lease with the Port Authority on the entire complex as well.
There you go. So when I heard that the Citigroup, Salomon Brothers, part of Citigroup, it all tied together from what he had told me. And so I didn't know that Citigroup owned Salomon Brothers. And so, you know, the whole thing on 9/11 is a fake, and that's why we went into Iraq, and that's, you know, we had excuses of the weapons of mass destruction and all that nonsense. But, you know, the people in America today are living in the Matrix. They really are. They're living in an illusion about what our country is like, what our government is like, and it's time to wake up. It's time to, like, take control of our country. And it's very difficult because they control so much of it. They control the money, they control the army, they control the government, you know. And so I'm not, you know, I started with my organization a petition that we're going to send it to all 50 states to stop the Real ID Act in the states, because the states have the ability to stop the ID Act. And so Maine has already done that. And we want to go into the rest of the states in the union and have petitions handed out.
By the way, as of last week, it's like 8 states that are passing laws or having...
Well, they're discussing it. Yeah, they want to pass it. They haven't passed yet.
Or they're discussing resolutions, yes.
Right, exactly. That's why I say if we organize and people want to sign up with my organization and volunteer to help us, you know, and get signatures on the petition, that would be a great thing. I have to go to my website and sign up as a volunteer, and we can go to all the volunteers, if we have thousands and thousands of people, and get petitions signed so the states do not allow the Real ID Act to enter into their state.
And fire out that website, Aaron.
FreedomToFascism.com.
All right. Now,
as a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago I had dinner with Senator Voinovich of Ohio, and at the dinner... I said to him, did you sign the Real ID Act? Did you vote for it? So when I had the dinner, I wasn't aware of it. He said, oh, that doesn't mean anything. It's just a non-funded, you know, thing by the Congress. I said, non-funded? No, it's not. That's not true. I said, the states are being asked to fund it, you know? So then he acknowledged that was the truth. And I said, well, did you vote for it or not? And he said, I don't remember. You know, because he obviously knew I was against it. So, you know, these guys don't stand up for what they do.
Well, also, almost every member of Congress says they don't know about the North American Union or SPP, and they all know. I mean, it's this stonewalling. But let's go back here for a minute, Aaron.
Sure.
Nick Rockefeller, do you think he's heard about all the press reports and you going public on my show? And
Of course he has. Of course he has. No, he hasn't. There's no way that he has not heard that. And, you know, I know how these guys operate. And, you know, someday someone's going to try and hurt me and you'll never know it was from him. You know, that's the only concern I have. But I'm not really, you know, I don't freak out about it. But I know that somehow they're going to try and get back at me. And you'll never know it was from them. So if you
I want to talk
it,
about
so if something happens to me, you know where it came from.
Yeah, if you're struck by a bolt of lightning, like
right,
the same
exactly.
Godfather.
Exactly.
I'm going to blame some of the people in this room. Now let's go back here though, because I want to talk about turning loose, and I call it turning loose. I've turned loose of fear, and you know, years ago I thought I didn't have fear. You know, and years later, I know I have a little bit, but it's a tiny little place in me, and I just go deeper and deeper every day into not having fear and to getting over fears, and I really call it turning loose, because I've turned loose. People say, well, how do you keep yourself safe? Well, how do you stop them from getting you? Folks, we're out here on the front lines. We're literally sacrificing our names, our treasure, our blood. Or our families are in danger. We're doing this because these people are evil and must be resisted.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. I mean, I have some people say to me, Aaron, how come you have no fear of this? You know, my conscience comes ahead of my fear. There's no other choice but to do what we're doing. They're destroying this country. And we have to stand up for what the founding fathers gave us and protect it as best we can. And one of the next things I'm going to do is I'm starting to write a movie about this. Not a documentary, but a fictional movie, and it's about a guy who, a Jewish fellow actually, who believes in the American system. His family came here from Germany many years ago to find freedom, and one of his friends is having a problem with the IRS, and his friend tells him what I know and you know, there is no law. He says, oh, of course there's a law, and he goes down to court with his friend and sees the judge say something, I will not allow the law in the courtroom, you know? And that shocks him. And then he starts learning about 9/11. And all of a sudden, his whole world changes. And he realizes what's happening here is what happened in Germany. And how he's got to take some action to do something about it.
Well, this is all the more reason for everybody to pray for you so you get better from this cancer, Aaron, because we don't want to lose you.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Alex. You know, I'm a pretty strong guy. And I'm going to fight and fight and fight and do the best I can do. And hopefully it's all going to be come out on a positive note, you know. But even if I have to go, I love God and I love the Lord, and you know, if that's what He wants from me, that's what's going to happen. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm going to die, but you know, some doctors don't give me a hell of a chance.
Well, I hate to bring this up, but I get the question on the street every day almost. I mean, it may not happen every day, but it happens 7 times a week. And it happens every week on the air, and it happens in emails every 5 minutes. I mean, literally, how is Aaron Russo? What's the treatment he's getting? Give him this, you know, link to something that might help him. Why won't you talk about what's wrong with him on the air? And I go, well, that's private information. People want to know. Do you want to, in a minute, just take a minute before break and tell them what your position is, or is that private?
No, I have no problem discussing anything, you know. I have bladder cancer that's metastasized outside my bladder walls, and I have a number of tumors in my pelvis, and I'm taking a number of different protocols to beat it. The primary one is one I went to Houston, Texas to do with Dr. Brzezinski, and he put me, what he did was he identified the gene that's causing my cancer, and gave me medication that will cut off the blood supply to the tumor. And so before I left Houston, one of the main tumor, the biggest tumor, developed necrosis, which means it started to die. And we're hopeful that the medicine's going to keep working and that it'll destroy all the tumors. And then I'm also on a very strong herbal formula that I'm taking. And I'm also doing something called glyconutrients, and I'm also doing a lot of oxygenated water. And so, you know, I'm pretty busy all day taking care of myself. I get tired, but, you know, my doctor told me I should take a few months off of my political work, but I find it hard to do because there's so much to get done. And so, you know, I think I'm going to win, you know. I think without getting into all the gory details, I'm holding too much water in my body, so I don't get around as well as I should. But that's getting better also. I've lost some of that water now.
We got a break. Stay there.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. March 5th, 2007. Gold, 636, 20-ounce gold coins are at 674.42, 329.46 for half, 164.78 for quarter ounce. That's 674.42, 329.46, 164.78. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that Senate committee investigations in the 1960s called the international communist movement the greatest conspiracy the world has ever witnessed? They said the communists had infiltrated into high government offices in the State Department and also advisors to presidents. Did you know that the communist infiltration successfully stopped all FBI investigations into their secret activities? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Well, there's a lot more he can tell you about what he's privately going through, folks, but he's a trooper. Aaron Russo is our guest. Your calls are coming up later in the next segment for all of those of you out there holding. Aaron, do you think Nick Rockefeller's mad about you going public? And then secondarily, why do you think he told you all of this?
Well, you know, we were really good friends, and at least I thought we were. And I think he told me it because he was impressing me with his knowledge and wanting to recruit me into the CFR. You know, that was my take on it. You know, And I don't know, we used to hang out like, you know, 3-4 nights a week. You know, we were together a lot. And I just guess when you let your guard down or something, you do it. I don't know. I can't say why he did it. You know, at the time I thought it was because we were friends, and I was coming from the other side, and I would say things to him that I knew about, that I felt about what the other side, what his side was doing.
I mean, even more, you were telling him, I'm a patriot, I love freedom, I'm fighting this stuff, he knew your history.
He saw my video mad as hell, and that's why he arranged to get to meet me, you know, through this woman attorney. And so he knew exactly where I stood, and I think he felt that he could sway me to their side of the aisle. You know, I think that's what he felt. In the end, he tried to screw me big time. And that's when I realized we were never really friends. And it was just about the practicalities for him, you know.
Well, we've done research on him, and we've got photos of him at big public population reduction summits. And because it was funny, a few months ago, I looked and looked and looked, but once we put the story out about him, everybody did more research than we did and sent us all these mainstream news articles and screenshots of other newspapers and stuff. So he's a busy beaver.
Oh, yeah, he's an attorney. He works at a firm called Perkins Coie. At least he did last time I saw him. And, you know, he told me they have vast interests in China. They have big plots of land in China. You know, they think there's oil on it. And, you know, they also control Marathon Oil as well as ExxonMobil. He used to laugh about how they split up ExxonMobil many years ago and how they got it back together again. And, you know, how they get what they want. And, you know,
And he just thought that you would want power and would go, oh, I join the dark side.
I mean, believe me, it was tempting. I mean, they came to me to open up nightclubs, you know, Baywatch nightclubs. Was I interested in doing that? They had the concession to it, you know. And was I interested in opening a bunch of nightclubs or this thing or that thing? I mean, yeah, I mean, it was just, I think he thought that I was, you know, a prime candidate going on to that other side. I don't think he understood my commitment to what I was doing, you know. And I just thought we were two friends from, like, you know, think of the Civil War. And you have two brothers from Virginia, one's on the north and one's on the south. And you sort of love each other, but you have different points of view. That's what I thought the relationship was. And so I really, because he was a very brilliant man. I mean, he could read something in 5 seconds. I was still in the middle of reading it, you know. He was a very brilliant guy. He had a quick mind. He was smart. He used to make me laugh. I really adored the guy. And then, you know, in spite of who he was, you know, and then I realized how evil it really was. And so I just moved on, you know, we just moved on. And it was no good anymore. I mean, but he spent a lot of time with my family, my kids, you know, wrote letters of recommendation to schools for my children, did all kinds of stuff, you know. But I was never seduced into it. So that's what happened.
You know, I don't think I can be seduced. I don't think I can. And I mean, I'm not perfect, folks. I did plenty of things that are bad. But when it comes to screwing innocent people and hurting people and being part of a big evil organization, I just can't do it, Aaron.
I'm the same. I can't do it either. You know, I've always hated bullies. That's my thing. Even when I was a kid, I used to hate bullies, people who forced others by force to do things. I always stand up for the innocent. And I still feel it. That's part of my nature. I agree with you. I can't join any big evil thing. I mean, you know, he used to say, you know, what do you care about these people? What do you care about them? They don't mean anything to you. And I said, yes, they do. I don't know why they do, but they do. They're people. They're human beings. They have a right to be free. Nobody wants to be a serf, you know, and live in a feudal system.
Well, I mean, take the 30s when they forced all the Ukrainians off their land and killed 10 million of them alone. I mean, I never met those Ukrainians. I never met those people that have been dead in the ground for 70-something years. But I empathize with them. And really, it's instinctive. If they can get railroaded and killed, it means I'm not safe. I mean, really, that's what it comes down to.
There's no question about it. You know, I forget how the old saying goes, but when they come for your neighbor, you better realize they're going to come for you, too, you know? And these people want to run the world. There's no question about it. They own the world. Now they want to run it. And they don't care about anybody. And it's evil.
Let's talk about American freedom to fascism and where that's at right now, and then take some calls with my good friend Aaron Russo, who I really appreciate taking time out of his serious life to join us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-XANADU and ask for George.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? It sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer, and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 9547.
Welcome back. I know we got a lot of callers holding. We're going to get to you. And, you know, I get so busy here on air that I don't even really spend enough time telling you about all the great books and videos that we carry. But there's one video that is destined to be bigger than any of the films I've made, bigger than Loose Change, Second Edition, and that is America, Freedom to Fascism. This thing has legs. It's out there. People are buying them. They're making copies. They're passing them out. But in the final equation, it is important to support the filmmaker and the person that made the film and the person that spent well over $1 million making it and buying ads on national television. And then he doesn't want to say it happened, but the evidence is pretty clear it got sabotaged. Support Aaron Russo. We have several thousand copies of this because I want to be carrying this for a long time here in our office right now. That way you support Aaron Russo and you support InfoWars and what we're doing here. When you get the films from us, I really want to ask you, if somebody gave you a burned copy or you saw it at a local meeting, that's great, but you need to have the original, the high-quality press DVD with the, you know, the artwork on the top. Buy 10 copies. We've got discounts on them if you buy multiple copies. Buy 100 copies. Buy 1,000 copies. And then we will take that capital. Aaron Russo will, I will, and put it right back into fighting the globalist. And frankly, you know, Aaron needs your support. I need your support. It comes down to helping us in the battle, all of us helping each other. Don't get behind us. Get right beside us. I have asked the listeners, I know Aaron's asked the listeners, to, especially leading up to Tax Day, April next month, to have parties, to have at least one or two parties at your home, invite everybody over, say, hey, we're going to have free pizza and spaghetti, you know, invite the whole neighborhood over and say, I want you to watch this film. It's really interesting. Don't make it creepy or spooky. Say, hey, you know, come over for a party. We're going to watch a cool movie about some interesting stuff. And show it to them. This is how we're going to win the fight. This is how we're going to bring the New World Order down. And after you show them America, freedom to fascism, which I think is a good intro because it covers a lot of things that people already knew but hadn't put together. And then show them Terror Storm next. If you haven't already shown them Loose Change Second Edition, show them that. But I really think America, Freedom to Fascism is a good intro for people. It's very well done. Go to InfoWars.com, order it via the Safe Secure online shopping cart, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. I know it's Aaron's passion to have people wake up and see the truth and expose these arrogant criminals that are just full of unbridled hubris. So, again, please go to InfoWars.com and order America, Freedom to Fascism today. Let's say you already got one copy a few months ago. You've already loaned it out or you've already given it to somebody. Buy another copy. This is something you've got to have on your shelf. Buy four or five copies. I know there are people out there listening who have the means right now who can buy 100 copies of America, Freedom to Fascism. And we've got deals where if you buy America, Freedom to Fascism for $19.95, you can get Terror Storm for $9.95, or you buy multiple copies of American Freedom to Fascism, and it goes down in price drastically, you know, to the point where I'm not even really making any money, and Aaron really isn't. The point is, we're trying to get the information out, but we put our seed out there. We need it to grow up and then, you know, give us something back as well. I mean, there's a lot of things I want to do here at my office that we can't do because of issues of capital. And I don't ever get up here and ask for donations. I guess the last month or so I've said a few times, hey, if you're going to be throwing it out there to these fake preachers, you might as well support us. But I ask you to donate by buying a bunch of the books and videos we offer at InfoWars.com. And chief among those is America, Freedom to Fascism. You can also write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And I want to sell the DVDs I've got. I want to get more from Aaron and support him. Aaron, anything you want to add to how important it is to get America, Freedom to Fascism out to people?
Well, the important thing is that when people see the movie, particularly strangers who aren't aware of people who aren't patriots yet, when they see the movie, they're in shock because they know it's true. And it has a profound effect on them. I mean, people in the patriot movement pretty much know what's going on. But it's really meant to bring people into the patriot movement who don't know what's going on. And it's really critical that people get a copy of the DVD and get it out there to people who've never seen this before, who don't know what the truth is, who don't know about the Federal Reserve and the IRS and all the things that are going on. So I assure you of one thing. If you've not seen the movie, it will have a profound effect on everybody. And I don't know any other way. I don't know a better educational tool to wake up the American people in this film. And that's why I made it.
I have to say, Aaron, I don't know of a better, and when I say introductory, I don't mean it's milquetoast and it's not powerful. It's extremely powerful. And it's because it's extremely powerful and it hits them with issues that they've got already an inkling of, but it ties it all together. I think it's the introductory film for your pastor, your neighbor, you know, people at work, your boss.
I agree. I mean, not because I made it. I made it for that reason. I'm a movie maker. I'm a filmmaker. I know how to make movies. And that's why the movie is being so well received. I'm not an amateur at this. And it took me 2 years of my life to make it. I sat in the editing room.
I'm not trying to get people to feel sorry for you, but you were having surgeries and really in bad shape when you made this.
That's true, but it didn't matter. I had a goal in mind.
And my point is that you put some blood into this.
Totally, that's for sure. And I don't mean I'm not trying to be take credit.
No, but I think things are even more valuable when they're done in adversity. And
yeah,
so I think there's a little. I mean, I think there's more than a little bit of you in this.
It's me. The whole thing is me. You know, it's the way I believe. It's what I see happening in this country. And I can't. I mean, honestly, I cannot stand what's happening here. I want to change it. I want to do everything in my power to change it. There's nothing I won't do to change things. You know. And that's what I'm working on, this new movie again, another movie that's not a documentary, but has the same kind of impact as my movie, you know, because we need solutions to win this battle. And in this new movie I'm working on, I bring out a solution, you know. And I think the documentary has solutions. I mean, people realize that we can shut down the Federal Reserve System. We have the authority. Our Congress has the authority to shut down the Fed. The IRS is just a symptom of the Fed. And if you want to win, shut down the Federal Reserve System. You know, help us get out and petition this Real ID Act. Stop it from happening in America. You know, you got to, I mean, we just can't sit back and complain. We've got to take action. So making the movie, to me, was the action I took to wake people up. You know, we've had over 2 million people see it on Google alone. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening. You know, this thing is huge. Keeps spreading and spreading and spreading. It doesn't stop. And so people love the movie.
Well,
so,
I mean,
Alex, you've been greatly responsible for getting it out there as well. Your audience has been a big supporter of this film, you know, and I love you for what you're doing. I love you for everything you've been doing. I think you're a great man. I do.
Well, I'm just doing my duty like you are, Aaron. I mean, I see a problem, and I'm dedicated to fight bullies and tyranny, and so all the glory goes to God. But, again, it's just I love getting up every morning and going to work, even when I'm tired, and frankly burning to both ends, because I know we're doing good. And it's not like we're just doing this and not having an effect. It's a testament what you've done, what I've done, what so many other leaders in this movement have done, is that we are getting results. We are having an effect. The people are positively responding. And if just more people realize we can win, we will win.
Absolutely. And I told you last time we spoke, when I get better, I want you and I to go on a speaking tour together and to 10 or 20 of the biggest cities in America and hold big conferences there and talk to people and do a make these things into big events for people to come to from every big city in this country. You know, I think we can get this thing rolling in a big way. I really do.
Yeah, I just kicked myself. The two or three calls you made into my office, my wife goes, call Aaron Russo, and I would have it in my hand and then forget and didn't make the film. But that's okay because, you know, the film's out there and we're helping get it out to everybody. Let's take some calls, Aaron.
Sure, and you'll be in my next film.
Oh, man, well, thank you. That's going to be awesome. Again, Aaron Russo, folks, an amazing America, and his website, there's links to it up on Infowars.com if you missed the address. There's so many calls here. I'm trying to figure out who's up first here. TJ in Minnesota, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, I'm under orders. I'm under orders from you never to listen to your program again. That was about 3 or 4 years ago. But I'm a close and dear friend and prayer warrior with Charles from Louisiana. I speak to Charles just about every day. And Aaron, I've been saying prayers for you. I've got your CD, DVD, whatever they call that, subsupranic video type.
Do me a huge favor and turn your radio off.
Yeah. Alex?
Yes.
You need to listen to your wife more. And your dogs, if you got any left, chihuahuas, whatever. I just recovered one of my beagle hounds about 2 hours ago, and I talked to Charles, and Charles and I were both trying to talk to you. You know, Charles knows a lot about aircraft over our heads. But, Mr. Russo, your DVD that I received is in Cedar Rapids with a NBC marketing agent. And I'm sure he believes it, but I don't give a rip about money or the IRS. I care about life. I care about your life. I care about Violet's life, Alex, Charles, and my own. And to do that, we have to realize that George Bush is not Pinocchio. That is to say, the last puppet that could talk and have control was Pinocchio. He was creation of Walt Disney. George Bush is a leader. He's a ringleader of the mob. And Aaron Russo, I bet you, you know that. I'm going to keep you in prayer, as will Charles in Louisiana. God bless you, Mr. Russo. I don't give a rip about money. I only care about my hound dogs, Charles, and the rest of this listening audience. And I'm out. Alex, forgive me for this call. I love you anyhow. We're out.
Well, I don't remember 4 years ago saying, then don't ever call here again. A few times I've thrown fits on air and said, fine, don't listen, don't ever call again. I probably didn't mean it, sir. You sound like a really nice fella. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Aaron, how you guys doing?
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I've been trying to put some of your materials together, and I'm actually a student getting a master's degree, and I love history. And one of the things I've noticed as I look at the breadth of material is that it seems to me that it's, I guess, the New World Order, whoever you want to call them, the shadow government, is trying to bring back the Middle Ages. I mean,
No, that's it. It's neo-serfdom, neo-feudalism. Aaron, you want to comment on that?
Well, I don't know. When he says the Middle Ages, there are so many things in the Middle Ages. I'm not sure what he's meaning specifically.
Do you mean serfdom, sir?
Of course. I mean the total hegemonic domination of the papacy in those years, in the years in Western and Eastern Europe.
Yeah, feudalism you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Absolutely.
And they're
going to do it with the chips.
Yeah, it's everything. I mean, it's not even just the chips. I mean, think about it. You dumb down the population so that they don't get the information, so that they can't even see what's going on, and guide them under superstition where they'll follow a leader who merely has charisma or says that he's a Christian, sort of like they did then. And then, of course, after that, you bind everyone under terrible economic burdens so they can be easily controlled by powerful, arbitrary government and things like that. It's terrible. And I see that America was a nation of providence that rejected those type of thoughts and things like that.
Well, it was, and that's why they don't want to tell you America's a constitutional republic. They want to tell you it's a democracy and that majority rules, which is a lie. America was never conceived as a democracy. It's not written into the Constitution on time. It's not written into the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence. And everybody goes around saying we're a democracy. We're not a democracy. We never intended to be a democracy. And they want to tell you it's a democracy and we're fighting for democracy. This democracy equals slavery. It doesn't equal freedom. And they want you to think of this. It's all spin. I remember what Nick Rockefeller used to say to me. He used to say to me, don't try to make sense of things. Things don't have to make sense to you. And that's what he was talking about. It's like war is peace, and peace is war, you know. They just get to do whatever they want to do and create a situation like 9/11 where the public believes that 9/11 was done by these Muslim terrorists, you know. And that's what they can do. They
absolutely. Tim, thanks for the call. Let's talk to John in California. You're on the air with Aaron Russo.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Aaron. How you doing?
Hello.
I just wanted to read something from Orwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. The word fascism now has no meaning except so far as it signifies something not desirable. The words democracy, socialism, freedom, patriotic, realistic, justice have each their several different meanings, which cannot be reconciled with one another. In the case of a word like democracy, not only is there no agreed definition, but the attempt to make one is resisted from all sides. It is almost universally felt that when we call a country democratic, we are praising it. Consequently, the defenders of each kind of regime claim that it is a democracy and fear that they might have to stop using the word if it were tied down to any one meaning.
Right. Is that Orwell wrote that?
Yeah, that's from an essay called Politics in the English Language in 1946. He was just
He was big on how they were destroying language and deprogramming and changing words where people couldn't even communicate. And that's what it's like now. All these terms mean nothing.
Right. I never saw that from him before, so I'm glad you read that to me. I appreciate that. But he's exactly right. It means whatever they want it to mean. You know, it's like
that's what Aaron was just saying, yeah.
Yeah, it was perfect because I read that the other day. I just got this book, and I thought it went perfect with Aaron being on the air. I heard he was coming on the air. So, anyways, I love you guys. Aaron, it's a beautiful day out here in Los Angeles, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're out here in L.A.?
Yes, I am.
All right, nice to meet you, buddy. Thank you.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Okay.
Take care. Let's jam one more in. Tom in California, go ahead.
Hey, I listen to your show every day, and I just want to say you've had a profound effect on my life, and of course the trickle-down effect kicks in as well. It's nice to hear Aaron's voice. I've kind of been curious about him, haven't heard about him in a while.
Yeah, I get calls every day, how's Aaron, so we always love to get him on.
I wasn't going to call, I was going to try and call in a few weeks ago, and I know you get this all the time about cures for cancer, but I'd like to plug one if you're willing to take a listen.
Okay, what is it?
Cancer is caused by a parasite. There's a book, The Cure for All Cancers is the name of it. Basically, it's worked for people I know, so you might want to try it. Cancer is cured by, it's caused by a parasite, the sheep liver fluke, which normally comes in five stages, and the first one is a cyst.
Who wrote it?
What's that?
Who wrote the book? Where do I find it?
Clark. Hulda. H-U-L-D-A. Clark.
Oh, I know. It's the woman. Yeah, I know who she is.
Well, take a look. See what you think.
Thank you very much for that. I haven't heard that before. Thank you.
All right. Take a few final calls on the other side with Aaron Russo. Get America freedom to fascism.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Final segment with Aaron Russo. Go to Infowars.com. Order America Freedom to Fascism. Go to his website as well. Get it. Just get it out to the people. Call toll free, 888-253-3139. I do want to thank all the volunteers that have gotten Terror Storm and America Freedom to Fascism out to the people. Let's cram in some final calls. Larry in New Mexico. Go ahead. You're on the air with Aaron Russo.
Yeah, this is Larry down in New Mexico. And I want to say you guys both make great movies. I've got all your movies. But all one thing I wanted to bring up, which the military intelligence has said the 21st we're supposed to hit Iran. And if we do, what good will it do to have movies or anything?
It'll do more good because as the make a tyrant act like a tyrant, we don't want the war to happen. But as things get worse, it's good that people now, more people were awake to then fight back against the tyranny. Aaron, you want to comment on that?
Well, I just think if they, I don't know if it's true they're going to attack Iran on the 21st. I don't know if it's hearsay or that's disinformation or what, but it seems to me that...
Now, that's what we're hearing, but we don't know that's true, yeah.
Right. And it seems to me that after the Iraqi war and the way the American public feels about it, to go into Iran now without some event happening here that they could blame on Iran would be a tough call. I don't know how they're going to do that. You know, because the public opinion is so against the...
Exactly, and the more we speak up, the harder it is for them to do something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a huge resentment against this war in Iraq.
Does that answer your question,
Yeah, I just think they'll shut off all communications, and if we're in a world depression and stuff, it's going to be just unbelievable.
Well, that's why we got to work as hard as we ever have now in case that happens. We got to pass out as many flashlights if a great darkness is coming, as many flashlights and as many matches as we can so we can have to keep the home fires burning. And in greater darkness, the light shines that much brighter. I appreciate your call. Aaron, do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, but also don't forget, they also want to scare people. They put out rumors and disinformation to get people to act in a certain way out of fear.
And then to expect an attack to come, too.
Exactly, and it makes you nervous and you can't think straight. So, I mean, I don't know the truth of it. I don't think anybody on this air does except people who would be doing it. And so I don't know what's true and not true. I don't behave that way. I don't let these new rumors get in my way.
Well, regardless, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. We're going to move
exactly.
forward.
Exactly.
Guy in Texas, you're on the air with Aaron Russo. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Guy.
I just called. I have a suggestion. Both of you make great movies, and you both have a great impact in the United States. And everybody wants to do something. And my thought is that we set a strike day for everybody just not to go to work one day to support abolishing the Federal Reserve.
Uh-huh.
And if you could tag that to your website and, you know, to where it, keep it in front of the public's eye, and an email campaign.
We could protest for a year and then get millions of people aware of the Federal Reserve, but we got to move now, which taken something like a film, America Freedom to Fascism, to educate them first so they even know what we're talking about when we talk about the Federal Reserve.
Oh, absolutely. But the email campaign that would go along with keeping this in front of the public would have tags to Aaron's movie. And I just think it would go a long
sure.
way.
Sure, no, no, it's great. Use the movie, use it that way, get it out there quickly. Jeff in Kentucky, you got 30 seconds.
Yes. Hi, guys. Yeah, listen, I saw a great movie by G. Edward Griffin, A World Without Cancer. Clearly, Alan knows who Edward Griffin is.
I
hadn't heard you talk about that treatment with Latrell.
Sure, thank you for the call. You want to comment on that, Aaron?
Well, I know Ed Griffin came here and discussed it with me. We discussed it face-to-face. I'm familiar with Latrell. And it's an option I didn't choose to take. Excuse me. But, you know, a lot of people have had success, but a lot of people haven't.
All right, Aaron, we're out of time. Let me talk to you right as the show ends. God bless you all, folks. If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.